is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At the White House today, President Biden said passage of a short-term spending bill last night is good for the country.
And that means more than 1,300,000 of our troops will continue to get paid and their families will be cared for. Tens of thousands of air traffic controllers and transportation security officers are going to stay in the job, get paid, preventing unnecessary delays at airports all across America. And millions of families will continue to have access to critical food and nutrition assistance.
The president was pleased, but far-right members of the House were not.
Now Florida's Matt Gaetz tells CNN he'll introduce a motion to vacate or remove Kevin McCarthy from his post.
Kevin McCarthy's goal was to make multiple contradictory promises, to delay everything, back us up against shutdown politics, and at the end of the day, blow past the spending guardrails.
On CBS's Face the Nation, McCarthy said he's not worried.
So be it. Bring it on. Let's get over with it, and let's start governing.
It would take just a simple majority in the House to remove McCarthy as Speaker. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The bill passed last night didn't include any new aid for Ukraine, however.
A spokesperson for Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Kyiv is already looking ahead to the new U.S. budget decision with a deadline of 45 days from now that hopefully does include new funds. He made it a point to say the stopgap budget will not affect previously announced aid. That's nearly $3 billion for defense and in direct budget support, but that a U.S. shutdown could have a negative effect on current programs in Ukraine. Ramey Innocencio, CBS News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
Today, President Biden said the U.S., quote, will not walk away from Ukraine. There's been a terrorist attack in Turkey's capital, Ankara, hours before Parliament was scheduled to reopen today. Reporter Pinar Sevinçadir is monitoring from Istanbul.
In a footage purported to show the moment of the explosion, the assailants could be seen arriving in a vehicle and one of them running into the heavily gated building, followed by a big explosion.
The Kurdistan Workers' Party, considered a terror group by Turkey and its Western allies, claimed responsibility for the attack. Former President Jimmy Carter turns 99 today. Yesterday, there was a public party at his presidential library in Atlanta. Danielle Price was among those who signed birthday cards.
I just want to tell Jimmy Carter how much that we love him, and I feel especially honored because I share a birthday with President Jimmy Carter. I'm just so happy that he's here.
Jimmy Carter has lived longer than any other American president. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A former Wisconsin U.S. senator is speaking out against the idea of a constitutional convention. Russ Feingold warns it would push through sweeping new right-wing policies. Suzanne Potter reports.
Right-wing groups such as the Federalist Society say they want to require a balanced budget and limit the power to tax, moves critics say would lead to huge cuts in Medicare, Social Security, education, Medicaid, and environmental protection. Duke University professor Nancy McLean notes that Article 5 of the Constitution requires consent from just two-thirds of states to call for a convention.
The organizers of the convention effort have made clear the votes taken would not be based on population, but on one vote per state, so as to grossly underrepresent the majority of Americans.
That would give outsized influence to states with tiny populations, such as Wyoming, at the expense of huge states like California. Over the years, many states have called for a constitutional convention on specific topics. Conservative groups argue that the requests could be aggregated to reach the 34-state threshold and force a convention. Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, now with the American Constitution Society, just wrote a book that warns that a convention is likely if Republicans win full control of Congress next year.
They're asserting that you can mix and match these, and that meets the constitutional requirements. It's not right, and the Supreme Court doesn't appear to have the authority to step in and stop it.
Jonathan Mehta Stein with Common Cause California says the risk of a runaway convention is too great because there are very few rules in place. I'm Suzanne Potter. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Three. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Wipe the dust out your ass. Earl, I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What's happening, Earl?
Man, I don't know how you wind up in Green Bay without your sidekick.
Now you my sidekick.
Hey,
now you must.
It's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. So, yeah, I'm your sidekick.
No, man. You, Earl, if I was walking, I'd let you walk in front of me, man.
Oh, man.
Just in case somebody's shooting.
Hey, man. Hey, good morning, man. What's going on, man?
What's up, Earl? What's happening? How's your weekend?
Hey, my weekend was great, man, but you had a great weekend, man. Why are you in Green Bay today?
Oh, man. Well, it was opening. As you say, this ain't baseball, but opening day, and it's alumni weekend. So they called the grave diggers, hey, man, come on down and hang out with the boys. So that's what it did.
Let me ask you, man, when you say alumni, does that include everybody who had a jersey, whether or not they were stars or not?
Everybody, yeah, that's how it is. I've seen some guys that ain't bust a great, but they in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how he got. I'm looking at him like, how you on? Don't nobody know you? But anyway, yeah, man, alumni weekend, if you put on a pack of helmets, you was in there.
Wow,
from any
man.
Era, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way up to all the way down.
You know, man, you know, you do that every year.
Every opening game, yes.
Yeah. Well, so was anything different? I mean, is the excitement the same every opening
game? A lot of old dudes was in the way. I'm like, move, man, you're too slow. Move. Yeah, but I'll tell you this, man. It was so good to see Paul Kaufman, Lynn Dickey, Mr. Jerry Kramer was there.
Jerry Kramer is still around.
Dave Robinson.
So let me put it in perspective. Mm-hmm. If I sneeze too hard, I'm gonna be 70 years old. Mm-hmm. But I was watching Jerry Kramer and Dave Robinson. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid.
Hey.
So that tells you something, right?
They still think it's thieves to this day, man. It's a treat to sit. If they sitting there watching the game and you sitting behind them, it's a treat to be sitting right
there. You know, man, Dave Robinson was one of the tallest linebackers. Mm-hmm. Even today's probably, what is it, about 6'3"?
Man, he 80 some years old.
I know, I got
and still moving around like he 70 or 60.
So I know Jerry Kramer ain't moving around that good.
No, but he's still sharp as a tack, man.
Yeah, well, he played center, man, and back in those days,
guard, man,
a guard. But Jim Ringo. Okay, I stand corrected. Jim Ringo was the center. Okay. Yeah. All right, so.
Did you know Jerry Kramer kicked field goals?
Yeah, man. Come on, I told you, man, I was around during those times.
I can't tell if you say Jerry Kramer was a center.
Well, I made a Freudian slip.
A what?
A Freudian slip.
I don't even know how to spell that. How do you spell Freudian? Hey, look that up, Calvin. Freudian.
But what I'm saying is, you know, back in those days, Jerry Kramer, and Jerry Kramer threw the block in the what was the frozen, what was it called? I forgot. The
I'm going to leave you hanging on this one. I'm going to leave you hanging on
this one. Yeah, well, it was
the ice bowl.
Okay. Oh, the Jerry Kramer is the one who
Calvin,
threw the
stop
block.
Holding up cue cards for him.
Jerry Kramer is the one who threw the block for Bart Starr that beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, but so, that ain't what got him in the Hall of Fame.
No, well, what got him in the Hall of Fame was he
physical
was,
play got him in the Hall
no,
of
no
Fame.
Question. And he's not a big guy.
No, I don't. I mean, Jerry, bad dude, but I think I could have took him if he was mano.
Well, he probably only weighed 260.
Right. Back the line then, that was big.
Yeah, the line back in those days were very small. But anyway, you saw the Packer game, man.
Up close and in person.
Let me ask you your thoughts when they were down 17-0 in the third quarter.
See, now this
is
where.
In the fourth quarter, they were down 17-0.
Yeah, this is where you know who's a true Packer fan and who's a paper fan. I'm a true Packer fan. We don't lose hope until that clock say 0-0.
Hey, Gilbert, it was a lot of people calling for the defensive coordinator, calling for his neck, booing.
They still calling for his neck.
I know. Hey, if they're calling.
But I'm going to tell you this, Earl. I'm going to tell you this. The electricity. Even when they was down, it was still standing room only.
Well, that's Lambeau Field at any time, Gilbert. I don't care if it's preseason, whatever it is. That's the magic of Lambeau, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's go to Al. Our phone line's open, by the way, at 844-967-2789. Hey, man, the Grave Digger is alive. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee.
Alive.
Hey, what's going on, Al?
How you doing, Earl?
All right.
And I have one question for the Grave Digger. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man.
My brother, we both from Detroit. Please explain to me why Bakhtiari is still on the team and he ain't played for one game in the last year and a half. How come he didn't go to New York with his boy?
A lot of money. I'm getting after him early.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's right. We from the D, man. But I don't know how you get down like that, man. What that dude making? Over $2 million?
Over $2 million? Man, he's way up there. About 25, somewhere around there.
And man, I tell you what, man, I can't call it, man, because this would be two games he'd have missed, right?
Yeah.
He played the first one and then two games. I don't know, man. I mean, I like Bakhtiari. He's a tough and he's a guy that you want on your team.
Right.
But to pick and choose if you can play or not, I ain't built like that.
Well, he said he's not picking and choosing if he can play, Gilbert.
What is he doing?
He's saying he's got an injured knee, and he's not picking and choosing. He said when he can play, he can play. When he can't, he can't.
Hmm.
Well, you played the game, man. Is it the choice of the player, or is it the choice of the medical staff?
They're going to ask you if you can play. And if you can play, they're going to let you play. Now, if they're holding him out, For what?
Long
what
term.
Games are you holding him out for?
Well, they're looking long term, Gilbert. That
long term for what? I'm like Al, man. If you get a paycheck, you got to show up, man. You got to show up.
Go ahead, Al.
He played five downs last year in one game and didn't play the whole year. This man making over $20 million a year, and he's still sitting on the bench. Now, come on, man. Somebody got to make a decision and get some new players in there because this man is not contributing nothing to nobody. And he may not be a bad guy. The point is we need players and he's not one of them right now and hasn't been for over a year.
Well,
Al got a good point, man.
All right, Al, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Gilbert. So they're stuck with the man.
Yeah, they're stuck with
him. Who's going to take him? He's damaged goods, and they got to pay him. So they're trying to protect for maybe later on.
Yeah.
You can't throw him out there this early and get him, you know.
No.
And he out for the whole season.
No. I mean, this game coming up, I don't care if you have dead, you're going to want to play in this game.
Well.
We're going to see.
Well, listen, man, this is it, man. Detroit and Green Bay in a game that means something.
We're going to see.
You know, Detroit, over the last year or two.
Hey, come on. Hey, it looks like you got another caller, man.
Wait a minute. Hey, Gilbert. Hey, stay in your lane.
I'm trying to, but I don't want to sit up and talk about no Detroit Lions.
Hey, this game and Detroit, game means something.
It's a marquee game.
It's a marquee game. We're going to have to talk about it, man.
It's a marquee game.
But I'll get that guy on the line. We'll get him after the break. So
after the break?
Yeah. You know,
that dude got to go to work, Earl.
I could bring him on and then he'd get 10 seconds to talk. But I know this.
It depends. We might only need to give him 10 seconds to talk, depending on what he's talking about.
Well, he gonna talk, man. He like to talk. So, you know. I didn't want to give him, 15 seconds and then have to pull the rug off and under.
Okay,
so we can get him back after the break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger in full effect on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Earl, I love you. You know that, right?
Too bad. Yeah, you ready, man.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 71. Today, under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 60. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Rooms, everything around me, cream, get the money, dollar bill, yo.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side, staying alive was no job, had second hands, moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land, a young youth, you're rocking the go-to, low goose, only way I began to G-York was drug loot, and let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun, but it was just a dream.
All right, welcome back. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. And you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tell somebody else about us. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And good morning, Gilbert. Thanks for being on the show again. Pleasure as always. Really quickly, I'm going to make a comment, and then I got a question for Gilbert. So the question is, when they were down 17-0, I personally did not like the call. I think it was like 4th and 2. They were close. I think they were on the 15-yard line or something like that, and they didn't go for the field goal. And I thought, really, at that point, they needed to get some points on the board. And, of course, the 4th and 2, it didn't work. And the other question I have is, do you think Patrick Taylor should be replacing A.J. Dillon? Because A.J. Dillon just doesn't – I mean, he's got tree trunks for legs. There's no question. But for some reason, he doesn't seem to be – I don't know. He's, like, stuck in the mud or something. I don't know what's going on with him. And then I will say this, and the comment is this. I really was impressed with how we came back because, keep in mind, he didn't have Aaron Jones. He didn't have Christian Watson. obviously, Al, I agree with Al with Bakhtiari. Jenkins was not playing, so he basically had the left side, starting left side, completely out of commission. And Jair Alexander was missing. So I think the fact that they're able to do that, considering they're missing some star players, speaks a lot to the fact that that team believes in each other.
Okay.
But I wanted to hear his thoughts on the two questions.
All right, Dave. Afterwards. Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Man, your boy AJ Dillon just getting a bad rep all over the place, man. And ain't nobody saying how they're using him or see how they're using him. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to throw him in that tailback role, and he's not a tailback. He's a bruiser. Y'all got to remember that. Now, if Aaron Jones was back healthy, we wouldn't be talking about this.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? He's the feature back right now. You're trying to put a fullback. And he's, I mean, in his credit, when I always like to go back to Tampa Bay when they had Ward Dunn and Mike Alstott. Now, when Ward Dunn went down and Mike Alstott was the feature back, that was the difference. But they had an offensive line to do that. I keep telling y'all, watch the offensive line play when Dillon trying to run that ball. Is there a hole open for him to run through?
No, man.
You see what I'm saying? Don't stop. Get off this kid like that, man.
Well, you know, Gilbert, the announcers are even saying it. But when he gets the ball.
That's why the fans say it. Because the announcers is killing him.
Yeah.
And then the fans going to say, they're not really telling y'all where the offensive line is not really opening that hole so he can get in there.
Yeah, well, they're saying that, you know, he used to run harder. But you always say, hey, man, they got some catch there. They don't care how big and strong A.J. Dillon is, right?
Oh, no. We don't care if his legs tree trunks. We're going to put him through the wood chop.
Hey, so the lineman, if there's no hole, I don't care how big he is. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, because there's a difference if there's no hole and Aaron Jones can bounce it to the outside
fast. Right, right.
He ain't going to do that. He going to take the brunt. He going to get up in that hole and try to move the crowd and let it open up that way. You got to learn the game before you start talking about people, man.
But, I mean that's clearly, Gilbert, his job, right? His job is the sledgehammer.
Yes, his job is just like back when it was William Henderson and Amon Green,
right.
William Henderson and Dorsey Levins. William going to bounce up in there. He going to hit Urlacher in the mouth, and he going to do what he need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's a difference, man.
Well, you know, the bad thing about it, Gilbert, I think is by now too many fans have already the belief that it's time for him to go.
They done pass judgment on him.
Yeah, well, you know him, right? I mean,
yeah, I know
he's
him.
He's as nice a man as you'll ever want to meet.
He's a great cat, man. Great kid, man.
A good character guy.
He's one of those dudes that give you the shirt off his back if he had to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he's getting a bad rap because they forcing him to be something that he's not.
Yeah, he could never. He doesn't have that kind of speed. And they knew that when they drafted him, right?
Yeah, he's a bruiser. And when you run that lead, if anybody know what a lead is when the quarterback face to the full gives to the tail, and you got that big lead blocker going to hit that linebacker in the mouth so you can cut off left or right. They're going to miss that for their feature back.
Yeah. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844.
I'm going to call you.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden said today he's happy the government isn't shutting down, but he says the constant bickering over the budget has to stop.
I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of the brinksmanship. And so are the American people.
Aid for Ukraine was removed from the short-term bill, but the president said he's holding Republicans to their assurances that the aid will be reinstated.
I hope my friends on the other side keep their word about support for Ukraine.
They said they're going to support Ukraine in a separate vote. We cannot, under any circumstance, allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted.
Far-right Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said today he'll try to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House because of his support for the funding bill. McCarthy tells CBS's Face the Nation, bring it on.
If he's upset because he tried to push us in a shutdown and I made sure government didn't shut down, then let's have that fight.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. And Calvin, you played the right song at the right time. You know, Gilbert and I were just talking off the air about Jordan Love. The Love Train. Gilbert, are they getting on the Love Train?
Man, I'm going to tell you this. I was at the stadium, right?
Right.
You know, like the entertainers say and everybody say, you know, they're introducing the guys. But when they introduce that guy, the pop from the crowd, you know that Elvis just walked in the building. You know James Brown just walked in the building. You know when Taylor Swift walked in the building?
Come on,
when they
man.
Said,
Come on,
when
man.
They said Jordan Love, the pop, if it was a roof on that, it'd have blew off.
So it's safe to say that the fans have have embraced Jordan Love in his era.
Oh yes, oh yes. By every time he got out on the field, and here it is, man. Like I always say, I can close my eyes and I can know that that's Brett Favre on the center calling cadence. I can close my eyes and say that is Aaron Rodgers calling cadence.
Come on, man.
I can close my eyes and say it's like. That part of it never changed.
Hey, Gilbert, it's all right to say that when you're off the air.
I'm not saying play or anything. Man. I'm talking about if I close my eyes, I'm thinking Brett Favre was out there calling cadence.
Oh, okay.
Just by the sound of it. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know?
Well, you know, you look at him, and as I said off the air, man, I think his height. He just looks like a tall
man. Six. He got to be 6'5", though. 6'6".
Is he that tall, man?
He got to be, man. I'm looking up at him. I'm 6'3".
Oh, man. And so he throws a beautiful ball. You can tell he learned that sidearm pass, you know.
I've been touting since day one.
Yeah, you've been
Aaron, Jordan Love is going to be an elite quarterback in this league.
You know, elite. You know, part of it is he's getting great protection.
Ooh.
Man, he's getting great protection, Gilbert.
Yes.
I mean.
And we ain't at full strength, Earl. We ain't at full strength at that protection part.
Well, you know, and for those who don't understand, all you got to do is look at the Chicago Bears and what Justin Fields.
Poor fella.
Man, yeah. Hey,
poor fella. They need to get him out of there.
Yeah, he got.
He need a fresh start somewhere.
Well, he got a horrible concussion yesterday.
Oh, man. You don't wish that on nobody.
No, man. But so I'm just trying to contrast that offensive line.
You can't.
With the Packers offensive line.
You can't. They never had an offensive line anyway.
No, the Bears didn't, but it matters. It really matters.
It does, man. I tout that all the time. It starts up front. Like I said, you got an elite quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, but you got a boo-boo the fool offensive line. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. You got to get them hogs up front that can move their feet. And pass block. So, that's why we so good at pass blocking and we horrible at run blocking.
So the teams have to be built from the lines.
You got to get you a quarterback and build your team around him.
All right,
that's the only way it's going
to
work.
Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Show me the love, baby. Yeah. I tell you what. He's impressive. He's mobile. He throws a bullet. And I'm so excited for this kid. I can't tell you. I just love it. I love the comeback. I'm proud of the way his composure going for two and scrambled and threw a rifle. Yeah. So, I'm excited.
CJ, he is mobile. And you can tell the difference when the quarterback can move around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember Lynn Dickey? He couldn't move. He could throw the ball, but he couldn't move.
Yeah.
He couldn't get away from anybody. But this is an exciting time for Wisconsin sports, for Green Bay Packers. And I love hearing you two gentlemen talk about it.
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
Thanks, CJ. I appreciate it. Hey, you know what the deal is, though, Earl? The bad game is coming. It's going to come. And then we're going to see what you say about it.
So, you mean for
Jordan?
Yeah, well, you know, it started off bad yesterday, man.
No, it didn't, man. That ain't bad. No, I'm talking bad would
a
be
a couple interceptions.
Yeah, a couple interceptions. You know, some crazy stuff. But I'm gonna tell you, he has earned from the way he came out and the way he's playing now. He has earned
respect.
Yes. I just don't want it to change or something bad.
Hey, Gilbert,
it's going. It's coming.
Is game 3 of 17?
Game 3 of 17.
Okay, you're right. And like you said last week, I ain't going by all the games, one game at a time.
The game.
I'll listen to what you say now. Go ahead.
The game coming up Thursday is, you know, the progress. You know how you got, if you had a coach that paddled you all the time, they can't do that now. They call it what? Corporal punishment or right. something? But we had a coach, Dozier, he called it public floggings.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So when you bring that progress report to him and you ain't got those grades. So this is the game right here. This game coming up right here is the game that's going to let us know what kind of team we really got.
Well, and you got a good schedule too, a favorable schedule.
No, but this is it, Earl. This is the one that's going to let us know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Rico.
Rico Suave.
Hey, Rico. What's going on, man? What do you want to say, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good combo this morning. Hey, Gilbert's got a point, though. I knew going into that late into the third quarter yesterday, I said they're going to have to give this ball to J-Lo and turn him loose. He's going to have to be turned loose. I said, this could go one way or the other. You go back and look at him in Utah State. I said, this man will throw the ball up 50, 60 yards down the field. He's going to put it where you can get it, but there might be a defender or two on you. And, you know, he did just that, and he made it through that game yesterday. But I'll tell you what, there's a guy ain't been benching today, which I wish was, and that's that defense. Rashad Gary had one heck of a game yesterday. Man, we need to find him a nickname like you, Gilbert. I think we do. Well, Kenny Clark was right there helping him, and Kenny Clark was playing in unison.
Well, you know, Rico, you are right about Gary. Gilbert, your thoughts?
You know what, man? Yeah, I mean, Kenny Clark, that's my guy. I love me some Kenny Clark, OMG. And Gary played, but hey, for us to show up in the third and fourth quarter the way we did, defense had big parts.
Yeah, the defense shut them down.
Man, they showed up when they had to. Right there before the half, shutting them out, you know what I'm saying? And then getting into the game, we had to get the ball back. Not wishing bad injury on somebody, but that sack that put out Carr.
Yeah, that made the difference.
And they brought in Jameson Winston.
I thought he was a better quarterback than that.
The game was over.
I thought he was a better quarterback than that.
Man, he ain't no starter.
But I also say this to you, Gilbert. You know, Gary. Mm. Gary, and people can't forget, man. He came off a torn ACL, man.
Yeah.
And he had to work like the Dickens. They weren't expecting him to be back at this early in the season, man.
That's called drive, attitude. He got all that.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes, man, that he wants to be going down as a legend.
Well, you see him. Is he a big guy?
He's a big guy. I mean, he's not extremely big.
He ain't as big as George Kuntz.
He's physical.
He ain't as big as George
Kuntz. He might be a little bit bigger than George Kuntz, man. He's physical because he's playing the end spot.
Right.
But he can see, he's one of those tweener dudes. He can play the end. He can play the linebacker. He's big. He's strong. He's powerful in both positions.
And he got some speed. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And he got the attitude, man. He got the attitude and that heart that can't be matched.
You know, if y'all use the term dogs, okay? And the Packers, they got some dogs, man. They got some defensive backs that's dogs. They got some linebackers that's dogs. They got men on the line that's dogs. I mean, you know. And
Earl, you're giving me goosebumps right now, man. You're giving me goosebumps right now, man.
Hey, Gilbert, I told you, I watched the preseason. They're deep, man.
Earl, and here's the killer part. We are not at full strength.
I know, that's the other part.
Jair Alexander did not play yesterday.
Well, you know.
We are not at full strength on both sides of the ball.
You know, I wouldn't want to have been on the airplane with the kicker that missed a 46-yard field goal.
That's why I say, man, the pole kickers, man. I don't even know why that's a position. Oh, my God, man.
Gilbert, let me ask you. You've been around. When yes, the kicker missed a 46-yard field goal.
You're going to slap taste out his mouth because all you supposed to do is kick the ball, fool.
A 46-yard field goal. That's like an extra point today for kickers.
God bless him.
Yeah, but he had to get on the bus
and
then back on the flight back.
Yeah.
You think anybody mentioned his name?
You know what, man? That's your teammate, and you got to pat him on the back. But in the back of your mind, you say, man, this fool here.
Yeah.
My God.
You know, man, you can't say it was a complete team effort because, again, the defense shut him out in the second half, and the offense, that was 14. So what about the special teams, man, after the kickoff?
Special teams played pretty good, you know. But special teams got to put them in those positions so the defense can go out and work. You know, if you give them too many yards, you put the defense past the 50, then we're going to have some problems. Keep them back there. Let's go work. Let's go fight. Give us some room to fight.
So you know, because you're the guy who played the game. You know, I played it in my dreams, and it ain't the same, is it?
No, it ain't the same.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know. But
no, you can't.
I'm saying, man, it makes a difference if they're starting on their 20 as opposed to starting on their 40.
Field position, man. That's in the annals of time, a field battle and all them great generals and everything. They want to get the field position so we can fight. You don't want to put them right there in front of the front door.
Yeah, well, you know, Gilbert, we got to talk about that, the line, the Packers line.
Yeah. On both and sides.
On both sides of the ball, they're solid, right?
And
so if you
like I say, I got a little problem with the run game. I got a little problem.
Well,
Aaron
Jones ain't
been there. That's gonna come back and haunt us, man. Them boys can pass block now, but we got to start moving people. We got to move. We ain't gonna get nowhere.
Well, you know, the back matters too. You know,
your back does matter. Yeah, yeah. It has to work, and they have to work and complement each other.
You know. Let me ask you: the sound of the crowd, was it? You saw the difference in the second half than in that first half. Did the crowd?
Yeah.
You just got the crowd matters. You said
the crowd is man. There is nothing like Lambeau Field, man. I'm telling you. They got the new big jumbotrons out there.
I told you.
Fans are going crazy and stuff, man. That atmosphere yesterday was electric. You better have you a Ginsu knife if you want to touch
the atmosphere. It was like a playoff atmosphere.
Man, it was a championship atmosphere out there yesterday. Game one was a championship atmosphere.
Yes, sir. We got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, AutoGlass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, AutoGlass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local AutoGlass Now today for full details.
Time out!
All right, remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
On the Earl Ingram Show. So Gilbert, just like the players, it's time to move on. They, you know, yesterday was yesterday. They got a big game against Detroit, man. Is that in Lambeau?
Yeah. Thursday night, under the lights, baby.
Under the lights, man. Does it matter?
Under the lights. Oh, yeah, under the lights. It's like they're, you know, it's like when you first time you made varsity.
Yeah.
And it's Friday night lights.
Yeah.
But we ain't had no lights in Detroit. You know, we had flashlights. Lights turned off.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, it's a different atmosphere. It's going to be a different crowd. And it's going to be electric,
it's national television, man.
National television. We under the lights, man. It's going to be a good game, man. It's going to see who's going to take the division.
It's early, Gilbert.
Minnesota and Chicago ain't got nothing.
Well, you might be right about that.
So this the game that's going to decide the division, right?
Ain't that amazing, man? We're talking about game four.
But see, here's the killer part, Earl. Everybody was talking about Detroit was first, Minnesota was second, maybe Chicago third.
Well, Detroit, we lost Aaron Rodgers. They tied.
We lost Aaron Rodgers, so now we last.
Well, they tied. Green Bay.
What dummy said that? What dummy that was writing that paper? See, that lets you know what these media people be talking about. Nothing.
Well, I was one of those who...
You sure?
You know... Everything I read about the Chicago Bears, hey man, you know, I don't know.
You was the main one. Oh, they got this. They draft with that.
Hey, Gilbert, can you imagine being on a team like that and the season just started and you got 14 more games to play? And, hey, man, but anyway. Detroit, man, Detroit just seems to be a good test. They're going to be a good test because they got a hell of a coach too. They got a hell of a defensive line. They got a hell of an offensive. It's going to be a hell of a game, man.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game, man, because Detroit is trying to come in physical. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to say, hey. We done got y'all a couple times up here in this Lambeau Field. Hey, dog, we got a bunch of kitty litter, and we going to start passing it out.
well, you know, Gilbert, the Detroit is a physical team, but Green Bay is a physical team.
Man, we got some horses up front, don't we?
Yeah, man.
And I'm telling you, I told you, when I was walking through that tunnel, and I'm looking at these cats come out after halftime, man, it looked like they had a couple of Tyrannosaurus Rexes walking down that way. And I said, my God, I swear I saw some big dudes coming out of there.
Well, so just to contrast why the lines matter so much, you saw Colorado and Oregon.
Oh, my God.
You saw a team with an offensive and a defensive line that just – devoured the line of Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah. These are the big boys now. Y'all been playing them chumps. Come on over here. Let me show you.
Well, you can have all the skilled players in the world, but it just goes to show, Gilbert, it goes back. You ain't got them horses, man.
You got to have them horses that's going to deal out brute force. and they had them horses, man. They grab hold of you. You know, you got the quick dude come in the third down.
Yeah.
I look good. But see what he had on first and second down when them big boys grab hold of.
Yeah.
Meow.
You know, I was, and I can't help it, man. I watched the line play, man. You know, I'm hooked in through you, man. I watched that. To me, yeah. I'm a guy who used to watch all the fancy guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. No.
But, man, it's the horses up front, man.
You got to watch the fight, man. That's the thing. They don't get no credit, but they have to. Oh,
they pay them now.
Gilbert, battling.
The good offensive linemen get paid.
Yeah, I ain't saying nothing about paying. I'm talking about as a fan. You ain't going to watch that. You going to watch all the pretty boys.
Yeah.
But when you start watching the fight inside, you're going to be like, my God, I ain't know they got like that.
Well, you know, having been a pretty boy once in my life, I understand what it was.
Lord Jesus.
I understand why they watched
it. Earl, you might be the only dude that talk about himself as being pretty when he know he ain't.
I said once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Okay, Cab Calloway. Okay.
hey, man, the other part of it is, and we don't talk about it, but the cat can coach.
LaFleur
can coach, man.
Yeah, he can coach. He need to call some better plays, though. A couple times was questionable. I'm like, why would you call that?
Yeah, well, I mean, in the whole
game. Is he calling plays or is he the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator.
So he calling plays?
Oh, yeah.
All that, them couple plays that he called.
Yeah,
I need to talk to him. No, there's a couple plays I looked at him like, man, I'd have called this and that would have worked.
Well, it's easy, you know, the Monday morning quarterbacking, you know. Yeah. But you watch him overall. Mm. And plus,
he's a good coach.
Plus, he can coach, Gilbert.
He's a good coach.
He got a good staff, right?
Yeah, and he's managing Jordan Love very well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's managing him well. He's trying to keep him out of the crazy stuff.
So, Gilbert, the Packers are in good hands.
They're in good hands. I'm going
to
say that.
So let's go back to, I admit when I slipped and fell. And I was one of those when Rodgers left, I said it was going to be a while before the Packers were able to come back, that they were going to be in the dark.
I've been trying to ground you, but you don't want to leave it to your boy.
Hey, I'm admitting, man, I had to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah, I mean, we back in the hunt, man. Let's put it that way.
There's no question.
Everybody pulled us out because we lost Aaron Rodgers. No, we are back in the hunt because of what? Because of that G on the side of our helmet.
Yeah, you said that all along.
We got swag, we got attitude, and we're going to slap these boys and let y'all know we still the dogs right here.
Hey, I might reach out to you on Thursday, man.
Reach out.
I'll reach out to you on Thursday. We may just do a special Thursday edition of the Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Oh, man, y'all better throw a little bit more money in that envelope there.
We got
to slide that envelope over.
We got to run. We got to run, man. Hey, man, it's been a blast.
All right, Earl. Love you, man.
Yeah, likewise, man. We'll talk again.
All right, Calvin. Tell Big Sandy I said what's up.
I will, man. All right. We got to go to a break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger has ended. Talk to you later, man.
Deuces.
All right.
Killed the Pumani, and my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting, took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out, dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fine dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up.
Red
delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.